His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj for myself.
You mentioned that having the darshan of Radha Govindji, all material desires vanish. Does that actually mean that it would happen in this lifetime? And under what circumstances it may not happen?
Prabhu says that by having darshan of Govindaji, one becomes free from all material attachments. So he wants to know, when will it happen? Will it happen in the very same life? And under what conditions will it happen? Very good question. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that if one has even a slight association with any of the five potent forms of devotional service, he will awaken ecstatic love of Godhead. Earlier, Srila Rupa Goswami had given the definition of sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti are practices performed with the mind and the senses by which bhava bhakti is awakened. So by even a slight performance of any of the five potent forms of devotional service, one can awaken ecstatic love of Godhead, provided, and this is the crucial point, provided one does not commit offenses. So one of the symptoms of one who has developed ecstatic love of Godhead is that he becomes free from material desires. He becomes free from material attachment. It is called virakti. Virakti. So if we can have darshan of Govindaji, chant the holy name, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with the devotees, and reside in the holy place without committing offenses, then very quickly we can achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. But if we do commit offenses, and in the beginning we do, the result is the opposite in one sense, that we become filled with material desires. We have the great example of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had one disciple named Ramchandra Puri, who was very envious. He was envious of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and criticized him. So when Madhavendra Puri was on the verge of death, he was reciting one prayer that, oh, my dear friend, oh Lord of Mathura, when will I meet you again? I could not meet you, and I could not attain Mathura, so how unfortunate I am. So Ramchandra Puri, not able to appreciate the ecstatic mood of Madhavendra Puri in separation, dared to criticize him and advise him by saying that you should not lament Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati. You should not lament, but you should be fixed in Brahman and you should be peaceful. So Madhavendra Puri, who was in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani in separation when Lord Krishna went to Mathura, he rebuked Ramchandra Puri that I am already unhappy because I could not achieve Krishna. And now this fool has come to tell me about Brahman, so I am doubly unhappy. So he said, get out. I never want to see you again. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that after offending his spiritual master, Ramchandra Puri became filled with material desires. And material desires include not only desires for sense gratification, but also desires for impersonal liberation. And he in particular became filled with the desire to merge into Brahman. And he became envious of Vaishnavas, and he committed more and more offenses. So this is the condition that we should be offenseless, then our devotional practices will bring quick results. But even if we commit offenses by bad habit, bad conditioning, bad association, still the chanting of the holy name and the other processes will work, but they will take more time. So the next question is, how do we become free from offenses? And I think for that we will ask His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj.
I hope I should have passed
you. You will regret that you give me the microphone. But no one else will regret. The way we become free from offenses is by taking the dust of the feet of great souls like Giriraj Maharaj.
You notice he said like Giriraj Maharaj, not from Giriraj. And he's like me. But he's better.
No doubt I'm trying to be like you. May take many births, but I'm trying. As far as what I meant, the author of the statement knows what he means. Like Giriraj Maharaj means Giriraj Maharaj and all of the other great souls who have presented the pure message of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki. Yeah!
Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki. Yeah!
Is there any other questions?
When you go in front of the deities, like Govindaji, Gopinath, like that, so there is a long opportunity for darshan for about half an hour, 45 minutes, and everybody is observing the deities. I sometimes feel the scarcity of the ability to really pray in a very sincere mood. Being neophyte devotee, don't know what really to pray to the deities. How do we really go about actually pouring ourselves out and praying in a sincere mood, which can be pleasing to the Lord?
When we come before the deity, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed, we should not try to see Krishna, but we should try to present ourselves in such a mood of service that Krishna wants to see us. We should not try to enjoy Krishna, but we should make an offering of our own lives, our body, our mind, our words, our very soul, in dedication to Krishna. In this way we should come before the deity. Not that I will see the beauty, but that I will offer my life before the Lord. And our prayer should be the prayer of the Maha Mantra. My dear Lord, how can I serve you? Please engage me in your loving service. Please give me the strength, the determination to continue following the orders of Guru and the Vaishnavas. Please give me the bhakti, the devotion by which I can satisfy you in every aspect of my life. And the great acharyas, all of their prayers are in this mood. The prayers of the great devotees of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Bhakti Vinod Narottam Das. So by learning these prayers, reciting these prayers, remembering these prayers, and offering these prayers, or our own prayers in the same mood, this is the proper way of approaching the deity of the Lord. We should pray for devotion, we should pray for service, we should pray for humility, because these are the qualities that please Krishna. And we can also chant japa. The Maha Mantra is the same prayer. This is our humble recommendation of how we approach the beautiful form of Sri Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan. Would you like to add anything, Mohan? Any other questions?
Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada how we should offer prayers, and of course Maharaj answered what we should pray for, but Srila Prabhupada said that we should recite the glories of the deity, we should present our own fallen condition, and we should pray for the deity's mercy. Like the acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, Patita Pavana Tavahetu Avatar, that you are the most merciful incarnation and you have descended to reclaim the fallen souls. Mo sama patita pravuna paivayar, and I'm the most fallen, so you should save me first.
Maharaj, we are at the UFI saying, we don't know about how bhakti, which we are hearing, but we know one thing clear, that six Goswamis, they have released all these things, and they used to meet in Vrindavan near Radhakund. I just want to know what was their mood when they used to meet together, and based on their association and things, how we can learn so that we can at least
do some
seriousness in our Krishna consciousness.
The six Goswamis used to meet mostly at Radha Damodar Mandir in Vrindavan,
and at different places. And as you said, they used to chant and hear the glories of the Lord and experience transcendental ecstasy. But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that the same activities can be relished at every stage. The neophyte devotees chant and dance and they experience pleasure. And the advanced devotees chant and dance and they also experience pleasure. Of course, their pleasure is more, but even the pleasure we experience in the neophyte stage is definitely greater than the pleasure of anything material. And therefore, we also become fully enlivened and enthused. So, Srila Prabhupada explained that devotional service is absolute. The means and the end are the same. So, when we are conditioned, we chant Hare Krishna, we hear the pastimes of the Lord, and we become liberated. And when we're liberated, like the six Goswamis were liberated, they also chant the holy name. And they'll also discuss the pastimes of the Lord. And they will relish the same activities, but with full realization and transcendental bliss. So we can learn from them how to render devotional service, especially hearing and chanting. And by their example, of course we cannot imitate them by any means, but still by their example we can get some inspiration that as they used to come together and discuss the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we should also come together and discuss. And as they used to utilize every moment in some sort of devotional service, we should also not waste any moment in any material activities or mundane talks. And gradually, by engaging in the same activities, we will mature in devotional service, and then we will experience transcendental ecstasy through the same activities. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, something like, you know, how many pure devotees are there in the world? So Srila Prabhupada replied, how many devotees are there in ISKCON? So the devotee found it hard to believe that Srila Prabhupada was suggesting that we could be considered pure devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explained that like a mango is a mango, it may be unripe and green, but the same mango, when it ripens, it will become soft and sweet, juicy. So in the same way, we can be considered pure devotees even in the neophyte stage, in the sense that we are trying to perform pure devotional service according to the definition. So we may be like a little hard and sour in the beginning, but if we just continue with the same activities, eventually we will become sweet and nectarine, like
some devotees we know.
So we just have to continue.
Problem very often. So whenever we come for the yatras, like this yatra, Puna yatra,
as you said, Maharaj, that we have to be always careful about the offenses to the devotees. And when we come in this type of a yatra, there are around 200 or 300 devotees are there, and most of them are very exalted devotees. And we have to, we are in constant association with them for the whole day. And I always used to feel it, that when before coming to the yatra itself, I used to prepare my mind in that type of consciousness that we don't have to do any offenses, indirectly or directly. And we become so cautious in that indirectly or directly we should not do any offenses to the Vaishnavas. Because instead of advancing in Krishna consciousness with the help of these yatras, sometimes by the offenses indirectly also, we might not be advancing in Krishna consciousness, rather we might be going far, far behind itself. So is it not so that those devotees who have not reached to that level of not offending the devotees, to them it's a very risky proposition for going with all these advanced devotees in the yatra and directly or indirectly somewhat offending it and completely disturbing the Krishna consciousness? Because I feel it that sometimes when we come for this type of yatras, instead of advancing it, we have that fear in our mind that how can I associate with him? If I did something wrong with him, if I talk something, something might be going wrong, it will be completely disturbing my Krishna consciousness. So we have always constantly fear in our heart that whether should we
associate with him. Haribo, okay. Yeah. His questions is like a PhD thesis. You have to be sincere. The purpose of all of our activities in Krishna consciousness is purification. We chant the holy names every day, and we're told not to commit any offenses. But still, sometimes we commit offenses. And that certainly disturbs our progress, but under no cost should we give up chanting. Because unless we sincerely endeavor to chant the holy names, we will never become free from the offenses. But we have to simultaneously guard against them. So association with devotees, hearing and chanting, is essential. And that is what these yatras mean, coming in the association of devotees to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Now, if you make the type of offenses which are due to inattentiveness, mistakes, that is not good, but it will not seriously be held against you. The amount of benefits of coming to the holy places, rendering devotional service, and hearing and chanting during these yatras will be millions of times greater than the mistakes due to negligence that we may commit to other Vaishnavas. But we should try to guard against them. But if we criticize, if we blaspheme, if out of envy in our hearts we try to degrade another devotee in any way, shape, or form, that will be held seriously against you. And you do have the power to control those tendencies. If we control those tendencies and take part in all the wonderful devotional activities of the yatra, we will become very much purified. And this purification will ultimately bring us to the point where the tendencies to commit offenses will be uprooted from our hearts. Hare Krishna. Prasad is ready. Would you like to add anything to that? So we will take prasad. What time is it? 2:10?
2:10.
After prasad, Is everyone tired?
No.
If you're tired, please raise your hand. If you're being honest, please raise your hand. That means everyone's tired.
We are honestly not tired, that's what we're raising.
If you are honestly not tired, raise your hand. Anyways, Haribo, Haribo. So you don't need so much rest? Yes, we do need so much rest. We don't need so much. So after prasad, you can rest. Or you can chant rounds or read or discuss Krishna Katha amongst yourselves. And we should plan to leave at 4:15.
When do we go?
I'm afraid to tell you because we might change our mind. I made the mistake of telling you you were going to the Ganges. I should have just told you to get in the bus and you'll find out when we get there. Anyways, we will go to the Ganges, but not today, because it was becoming very late. We're going to Sri Radha Vinod Mandir, the worshipable deity of Srila Lokanath Goswami, and Sri Radha Damodar Mandir, the worshipable deity of Srila Jiva Goswami. And then we'll spend nice time in each place. Kirtan, Katha, Darshan. And then we're going to Manmohan Prabhu's house for prasad. So one warning is you will be having a feast at 7 o'clock. So moderate your lunch accordingly. Because we have already discussed we shouldn't offend devotees during the yatra. So everyone should take to their full satisfaction at his home. Manmohan Prabhu is a very, he was one of the first life members of ISKCON in Bombay, and the first life member, I believe, to be initiated by Srila Prabhupada. He's a very nice devotee. He's very dear friends for many years with Srila Giriraj Maharaj, and he lives in Jaipur. His house is right next to Govindaji Temple. Tomorrow is Diwali. Tomorrow we are going to see the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, the worshipable deity of Srila Sanatan Goswami, the deity who establishes devotional service in our hearts. So it is a 5-hour bus drive to his temple, a place called Karoli. And when these three principal deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, it is considered the most blessed fortune to see all of them between the same sunrise and sunset. In fact, in Vrindavan, when all of these temples were there, all of the deities were there, and even today, it is considered very auspicious to have darshan of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath in one day. And Diwali is New Year? Is that not New Year? Anyways, it's a, huh? So it's, for us it's New Year. In the sense that we want to, on this auspicious day of Diwali, it is a very, very blessed opportunity for us to see Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. But in order to do so, we have to leave by 4:15 in the morning. So everyone, please take nice rest tonight. Be in the buses by 4:15. We'll be in Karoli by 9:15. We'll have about 2 hours. The last darshan, the Rajbhog Arti, is about 11. Then we'll take prasad there. And then we'll come directly to Radha Govinda Temple, Radha Madan Mohan Temple. Like that. That is the plan for tomorrow. The next day is solar eclipse. So in the morning we'll be here and we'll have kirtan and we'll have nice discussions. And then for all of the Goswami's deities, they're celebrating Govardhan Puja on the 24th. So in the afternoon, and some places even just after the solar eclipse, they'll be having their Anukut festival. Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar. So we'll be going to some of those places. And we may also go to the Ganges on that day. At this place of the Ganges is the place where Baladev Vidyabhushan, one of the great acharyas of our parampara, established the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta through his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. One of the most important parts of our history took place at this holy site. So now we will take prasad. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone having any problems?
Station like this, you can have even any time.